School districts in Tennessee will soon have to hold open hearings on how they teach religion. That's one feature of a plan approved Monday by state lawmakers to respond to claims schools have been secretly indoctrinating students with a sanitized version of Islam. Supporters like Riceville Republican Mike Bell say it'll reassure parents who are uncertain what their kids are learning.
So everything's out in the open, so everybody knows what's going to be happening in the schools. I know some of the complaints that I even heard locally were about school districts that were not forthcoming when parents called up and asked what exactly is being taught.
The plan follows months of claims of middle school social studies classes in districts across the state. Some people complained textbooks, assignments, and handouts stressed only the positive aspects of Islam. They blamed state social studies standards passed in 2013. Legislators thought about rewriting those standards, but in the end stopped short. Instead, their plan leaves final decisions about what to teach to local school boards. But boards are required to release materials to the public and allow comment on them before the school year begins. The plan also bans materials that proselytize on behalf of any religion. The proposal would go into effect as soon as it's signed by Governor Bill Haslam. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Chaz Sisk.